Tomorrow, Sunday, September 7th, Pope Benedict travels to the Mediterranean island of Sardinia for the conclusion of celebrations marking the 100th anniversary of the proclamation of the island's patron saint, Our Lady of Bonaria. To learn more about Our Lady of Bonaria, we spoke to the longtime lover of all things Roman and Catholic, Joan Lewis.
What I think is absolutely fascinating, because it's such a big part of the history of this island, is the arrival, actually, of Our Lady of Bonaria, how she came to the shores of Sardinia. Alphonse of Aragon had conquered the city of Cagliari in 1324. And 11 years later, the church that was on the spot was given to the friars of the Order of Our Lady of the Mercedes, the Mercedarians. And they built a convent that still today is used to accommodate monks. Now, go ahead a little bit to 1370. There was a huge storm off the shores of Sardinia, and just opposite the city of Cagliari, and a ship that was coming in from Spain was very surprised, a storm that developed very suddenly. And so in an attempt to save the boat, they thought if they threw everything overboard, that would help. But anyway, well, as soon as they took one of the boxes, threw it in the sea, the storm immediately stopped. Well, obviously, they wondered what on earth was in that crate. They opened it by one of the friars who discovered a wooden statue of Mary with Jesus, of course. Well, can I tell you, I mean, the devotion began that instant and has spread to our day. We're talking 650 whatever years later.